You know, one of the things right now with all that's happening, especially the protests going on in and around the country, is what are kids being told? How do you talk to your kids about anti-Israel protests? Well, you know, I was just wondering. That's where I turned to Dr. Carol Lieberman. Happens to be the author of Lions and Tigers and Terrorists, Oh My, How to Protect Your Child in a Time of Terror. That's right. It's the first and only book, by the way, about terrorism for kids. Won a lot of awards overseas, London, New York City, Paris, Hollywood, the book festivals, and also a Mom's Choice Gold Award. So I turned to my friend Dr. Carol Lieberman on this, and, you know, this is kind of a touchy subject because you have to explain to the youth out there, Carol, that, you know, protests are a good thing. It's just about how you do it and the cause and everything else. Give me a sense. What do you think?
Yeah. Yes, this is incredibly tricky. You know, essentially they are terrorists. You know, they want to destroy America, not just to go rah-rah for Palestine. And it is, so there are so many confusing things. But the first thing the parents need to realize is that they can't pretend, unless their child is too young to go to school. They can't pretend that they don't, that the child doesn't know what, that something is going on. Now, children are very confused about what's going on. Even adults are confused, but children, it's very confusing, and it is tricky to talk about it, but they need to realize that kids see, you know, they'll walk through the living room, and they'll see something on television, they'll hear something on the radio, or see something on the computer. Or if they go to school, their friends talk to them. And of course, their friends are confused. And so they get confusing messages of what is going on. But the one thing they realize is that there are people, you know, outside their door, essentially, being violent, doing unpredictable kinds of things, scary things. And the key thing that they want to know is, am I safe? Are you safe? Will my family be safe? And that is the same whether it's radical Islamist terrorists, you know, perpetrating 9/11, or the college student next door, which, you know, makes it scarier when it's the college student next door, because it's like, this is someone who you thought, you know, was your friend. And of course, another part that makes it really complicated is religion. You know, if you're Jewish, it's a lot worse, a lot harder to explain to children why do these people hate you, basically. You know, what do they, why do they want to, and of course, depending upon the age of the child, you know, you'll get into more or less explanations, deep explanations. But the key thing also, regardless of whether it's radical Islamists or college students, the key thing is, you want your child, you want to get your child to express their feelings about what is going on. They'll be confused, you know, they scared, confused. I call it, they're either going to be bad. Well, bad is a mixture of feelings, but mad, sad, scared, or bad. And not that they're bad, but they feel bad. And so you need to get them to talk about their feelings, to ask you questions about what's going on. And your answers are going to be tailored according to their age.
Yeah, no doubt. And listen, we know there's hatred in so many areas of this country regarding culture and beliefs. We know that there is anti-Semitism throughout. We know that. But, you know, the other problem is educators. Educators have taken it upon themselves to tell mistruths about the history, as far as Israel, even in the embryonic stages of becoming a nation, back in May of 1948. But you know, you can't rely on educators anymore, unfortunately, because we have seen they take it upon themselves to deliver their own type of curriculum, so to speak, and that's another thing that you have to wonder about these days.
Yes, that's another part of it. You know, why is my teacher saying that America is a bad country, that, you know, we kept slaves and where capitalism is bad? And, you know, I mean, again, depending upon their age, you can get into more details. But when you have to tell them that there are some teachers who are teaching the wrong information, you know, and they're still going to school. They still have to go to school. You know, it gets one of the ways to counter that, of course, is to make sure that you read them books that tell the real story of America. Talk about heroes, American heroes. Read them books about Ben Franklin, all kinds of other American heroes, and other things for why America is a great country. You know, it is difficult. You can explain in terms of with terrorists, you can explain about like in my book, I talk about how a terrorist is like a bully on the playground.
Yeah.
And the problem is that now kids also have bullies on the playground who maybe were their friends. You know, what about Jewish kids who are on the playground and who are, you know, have other kids teasing them, oh, you know, you're a Jew and I hate you, or you're bad, or, you know, all kinds of horrible, painful things that the way kids are, even when they don't really know what they're saying. And so you just have to do your own little school outside of what they're being taught in school, and explain that that politics are making some people have wrong beliefs, and unfortunately, if they're teachers, they're teaching these wrong beliefs, and that, yes, kids, I mean, first of all, I talk about how terrorists, really, there's a silver lining to that, and you can kind of say the same thing with what's happening now, and the silver lining is that it makes parents make their homes better nests, make stronger nests. In other words, do more to help their children with their feelings, and to make sure that they feel safe, and to do things to, you know, you might have to not go walk a certain way or go by a certain college, or, you know, again, you can't hide depending upon their age, but you can't hide what's going on. You have to talk about it. You have to talk about, you know, how bad it is, how misguided they are, just like radical Islamist terrorists who believe in this religion, which makes them say that anybody who believes in a different religion are bad and they have to be killed. That's basically what they believe. And the problem is that these students now, these protesters, have essentially become terrorists. Not all of them, but a lot of them, especially the ones you could explain about how some people are being paid to be at the colleges, that they don't necessarily believe what they're saying, but they're being paid to make trouble.
Agitated, yeah.
So, I mean, these are all complicated concepts, but you have to do something, you know, as a parent. You have to counter what is going on. You can explain about the First Amendment, you know, in the laws that make our country. There are laws that say that people can protest, but that's not what these protesters are doing. They're going beyond that. They're spreading hate. You know, you wouldn't want to kill your friends or the other kids in the class, would you? Well, that's what these people are suggesting happen. I mean, yes, you have to like talk a lot, but you can teach lessons. And again, the key thing is they want to feel safe. What if something happens to you when I'm at school? What's going to happen? You know, well, then you can explain, well, I will send somebody else to pick you up, you know, or you'll go to a friend's home, something like that. Don't worry. We will keep you safe.
Yeah, no, I agree. I think it's important. You know, the main thing is the communication lines. They have to be open. You know, listen, my kids are a little older. You know, they're 30 years old, and they're asking questions, and I try and tell them as best as I can my belief in exactly what's going on. But, you know, we possess something in this country that has always been that of freedom of speech, which is one of the greatest gifts on this planet, because there are other areas around the world that if you promote that, individually, your hands will be cut off in some areas. And the fact of the matter is, we live in the greatest country in the world because we can voice displeasure, but only to a point, without crossing that line of breaking the rules, of breaking the laws. And what they see right now is not a protest. It's that of a form of anarchy that's trying to be created here. You know, when you have American flags that are being burned, when you are vandalizing memorials in Central Park, when you have a mob of marchers that are looking to lay down in roadways to create disruption and everything else. Well, these aren't protests. These go a little bit more. And I think that has to be taught in a very big way.
Yes, absolutely. The First Amendment doesn't cover those kinds of, they have gone beyond that. At the beginning, you could say, oh, well, this is just freedom of speech and, you know, they believe in this and such. But it has been growing. And it's been growing because there's been no stop to it. You know, kids would say, well, why are they letting these college kids do this? Why, you know, when they're taking over a building, for example, or doing what you said, why, you know, how is burning the American flag protesting against what's happening in Palestine, in the Middle East? Yes, that's very hard to explain because really what's behind it is ultimately destroying America as well. You know, that's what terrorists want. They don't just want to destroy Israel. They don't just want to destroy Jews. They want global jihad and to destroy the world, to take over the world. And, of course, you're not going to go to all of that for a five-year-old child. But you know, you can explain that these people are misguided. They've learned the wrong things. Their religion is teaching them the wrong things. You just have to sort of go touch on all these different parts and try to put it together. And, you know, yes, it really is. There are people who want to take over America. What? It's very scary stuff. But the key is there is a government and we are protecting you from these things. But of course, this is what the college president should have been doing. Like, why? Another key question is, well, why aren't they getting punished for doing what they're doing beyond the First Amendment? And why? Good question.
Well, I'll tell you why. Because we just have lacked common sense. This is something that's been accentuated over the years. Until things change, you know, it's not going to get better. But we have very little common sense in today's day and age. And that's a good question. Why aren't these college presidents doing anything about it? Because, you know, listen, you hear in their testimony to high-end officials that they kind of beat around what's going on, beat around the bush, and thus they're not fully coming out and saying, you know what, it's wrong. It's wrong for these various reasons. And that's why there has to be some change in these universities. But that's, final thought, Carol.
You can explain that eventually these people will be brought to their senses and, either by like Congress, by big government officials or, you know, the police are coming in to try to make sure that nobody gets hurt in these protests. I mean, you know, but then they say, well, I saw a television show where they were hurting. I saw a girl get hurt.
Yeah.
I know it's very, I mean, the problem is that the state of the world right now is not what you really want your children to grow up in. So you have to, you can't lie, but you have to tell these things gently and mostly focus on how you feel about it. And yes, we'll keep you safe.
No doubt about it. That's Carol Liebman, the author of Lions and Tigers and Terrorists, Oh My, How to Protect Your Child in a Time of Terrorists. The first and only book, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, about terrorism for kids. Conversations that need to be in play without question. Carol, we thank you for your time. We look forward to the next time, my dear.
Thank you.